There's an election coming up in Argentina, too. These are very interesting political times in the South American nation. With just weeks to go before the vote, the country's president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, is off the campaign trail. She's recovering from surgery that drained a dangerous blood clot inside her skull. But the upcoming election was also going to make news. For the first time, Argentina's 16- and 17-year-olds will be allowed to vote. The move was seen as a vote grab by the president's party, the Front for Victory. Eilish O'Neill reports from Buenos Aires.
A bell signals the end of morning recess at Buenos Aires' technical school number 28. A group of 16 and 17-year-olds head to a special class about voting. By election time, 35,000 kids are supposed to learn everything there is to know about the country's electoral system. But as can be the case with young people everywhere, lack of information may be less of a problem than apathy. 17-year-old Axel says he may vote, or he may not. In general, we're all lazy, he says. No one wants to get up early on a Sunday morning to go vote. But a remarkable number of Argentina's youth, 75% of those eligible, say they will get up on Sunday, October 27th, and it's not even a presidential election year. It seems a whole lot of teens feel they can make a difference on issues important to them. Damian Mas is 16 years old.
Everyone contributes their little grain of sand to make the huge number of votes. What's important is that we're interested and we vote. The country depends on our votes.
Damian plans to vote for President Kirchner's Front for Victory party in October.
I like how they're running the country, how the country is evolving. I like how education has evolved and how many more schools they've built. I also like that youth can vote. That's very good. I like the universal cash payments to poor families with children.
Across town, in Buenos Aires' National High School, 17-year-old Ricardo Arraga is also excited about going to the polls.
I'm going to try to make the revolution. I mean, maybe you can't change the situation, but you have to try.
Like Damian Mas, Arraga is focused on education, though he's not as excited about the government's record. He says a better educational system would be the solution to Argentina's high crime rate. But regardless of which party kids plan to vote for, Arraga says he understands why his peers are expending so much energy learning and talking about the elections.
They see this right like a tool for making a change in the society. Feel more important. Like, oh, my opinion matters.
This kind of sentiment is music to Mariano Heller's ears. Heller is a law professor at the University of Buenos Aires and one of the many instructors of the voting class. He says the class doesn't push any particular candidates, political parties, or issues. The goal is just to get kids involved.
The little grain of sand we each contribute helps strengthen democracy, which is something we have to take care of every day because Argentina has had a strong authoritarian tradition. Democracy is like a little plant that we have to water daily.
Some Argentines aren't terribly happy about granting 16-year-olds the right to vote. They view the reduced voting age as a ploy by President Kirchner's Front for Victory party to grab votes. But while young people might make a difference, their vote likely won't swing the election. They represent only about 2% of the country's eligible voters. Yet they still plan to show up in droves. For The World, I'm Eilish O'Neill in Buenos Aires, Argentina.